Thank you for calling Circle Services. My name is Nia. How can I help you? Hello, thank you for calling Circle Services. My name is Nia. How can I help you?
Hey, Nia. I'm just trying to get someone to look at my account to make sure that it notes that my parts have been paid for. I've been having a lot of trouble, and the last person I spoke to said that they would put it in that my parts have been paid for. So I just want to double check on that, please.
Sure. And for security purposes, can you please verify the last name and the address?
Sure. Last name's Logan, L-O-G-A-N. Address is 115 North Coyle Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32502.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. And just give me one moment while I look over the order. Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding. And you're basically stating that you did already pay the fee that needed to be paid for the parts.
Yes, and I've been trying all day trying to deal with that. I finally got a supervisor on the phone who said he found the receipt and he would put it in the system that they've been paid for, and that's all he could do. Forgive me for being a babysitter, but that same thing happened to me last Friday. And then apparently it didn't happen, so I just want to make sure it happened. Is it showing in the system that I paid for my part?
Based off what I see here, no, ma'am. It looks like the last update from May 27th at 4:25 p.m., there was a note stating no record of NCC being paid.
So there's no record of me speaking to a supervisor like 10 minutes ago, 5 or 10 minutes ago?
I do see the note for that, but I do see a note after that was made, no record of payments.
Are you serious? Like 5 minutes ago?
Yes, ma'am, based off what I see here on the notes.
Do you have that manager's name by chance?
Just give me one moment. Let me check. Alrighty, so based off what I see here on the notes, it looks like the previous representative stated that they were about to transfer the call over to a supervisor, but then the phone hung up.
Yes, and so since then, she called me back and connected me to a supervisor. You have no record of that?
Let's see here. Just give me one moment. No, ma'am. So based off the notes here, I don't see anything far as speaking to a supervisor.
So before I break down and start crying on you, can you give me some advice? I know my notes probably show, but I've been dealing with this since last Friday, and I can't get a straight answer from anyone, and someone tells me they're going to do something and they don't. What can I do? Who can I go to? Supervisors aren't working. What else can I possibly do?
Well, just to get the service done, since we don't have any proof of payment, it looks like we'll still need to process that payment for you. And
but
then from there...
I have proof of payment. I have a receipt from you guys and a bill on my credit card statement. I have it, but everyone's saying, oh, there's no one you can email it to for proof. Like, I've paid you guys $495. I'm looking at the receipt right now.
Yes, ma'am.
It seems like a scam. Like, it seems like you guys are just trying to take my money. It really feels like that's what's happening. Do you have the name of the last girl I spoke to? Can you connect me to her so I can figure out what manager I spoke to?
Sure. Just give me one moment. Okay, does the name Kamara sounds familiar?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Does the name Kamara sounds familiar?
No, it would have been like Virginia or Regina or... No, it wasn't that. It was the one you saw her note that said the call hung up. It would have been that one.
Okay, alrighty. Just give me one moment. Alrighty, I found her here, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Just one moment, please.